Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not easily swayed by people, even politicians, even great politicians. But the one thing is, sometimes when you're such a great speech giver, when you say things with such conviction and you say things a certain way, it doesn't even matter. You're just like, you're locked in. And to me, there are two presidents that I love to listen to. I'll Google and YouTube their clips late into the night. Barack Obama and Ronald Reagan. Two very different people, by the way, from different political aisles, if you will. It has nothing to do with what they said politically, but my God, could they captivate you with their words? And I laugh sometimes. I'm like, you know what? I kind of have positive opinions about both guys, so I don't get worried about it. They're both kind of gone. Barack can't run again, and Reagan, unfortunately, is no longer with us. But I'm like, man, that's dangerous, because you can really convince somebody of anything. And the reason I bring this up is because of Rex Ryan. I have made it very clear to you, Tiki, I have no interest in hiring Rex Ryan. I don't. I think going back is stupid. Joe has brought this up to us many times over the last few months. And while I fully understand why Ben Engle feels that way and other Jet fans feel that way, I don't think it's right. But Rex Ryan's gone on a media tour over the last couple of days. He was on, pardon my take, he was on ESPN. And when he talks, I admit this, he's captivating. So I'm telling you, I'm worried, because I know it's a bad decision. I know hiring Rex Ryan is stupid, but I'm telling you, he's got a Reagan-Obama thing going. I know that's very high praise.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think you're only saying that because you're familiar with Rex Ryan, and you feel like you understand what he could potentially bring, who he is. And so as a Jet fan, it sounds enticing to you, or it sounds interesting, or even or not interesting, you're fearful that it could happen. To me, I think it's just TV bloviating. I think it's utter nonsense. He has no tie, he has no interaction, and I doubt very seriously, with all the available candidates that are potentially head coaching candidates for the New York Jets, that Rex Ryan is top of their list right now.
So two things I want to do with you right now. First thing I want you to do is, can you close your eyes, Tiki?
Sure.
All right, I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to play you Rex Ryan giving an Obama-Reagan-esque speech about wanting to coach the Jets, and be perfectly honest with me, mm-hmm. and say, nah, did nothing for me, Evan, or wow, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
take a
I'll
listen.
Be an IFO.
You're going to be an IFO, and I'm going to close my eyes too. Everyone should close their eyes unless they're driving. Keep your eyes open. Here is Rex Ryan bloviating or inspiring yesterday on ESPN.
I look at it this way. Blow it up. We're going to blow the opponents up. There's way too much talent on this team to play the way we've been playing, period. Oh. And how hard can you get a guy to play? That's the thing. Like, nobody's seen a team going to play the way as hard as this team's going to play in the future. Trust me, if I'm the guy. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be it. That's what's going to separate me from all these other guys you're going to bring in. You know, your Grudens, your whoever, whatever. Give me a break. They ain't New York Jets. I'm all about the Jets. Ugh. And the great thing is, all right, yeah, second chance. You get a second chance at it and things like that. Doesn't happen very often. Yeah, well, when it does, it's usually special. And so we'll find out if I get that chance or not. If not, then, you know, hope they have one hell of a guy in place, because I still want to be a fan of the Jets. I still want to be. But, you know, when I look around, I know nobody's better than me.
Oh, did it tingle, Tiki?
No, not at all.
Really?
He's just manipulating you.
He's manipulating me?
Why are you Jet fans? And I heard you, the whole station talked about this for hours. I said, blessedly, thank you, Daniel Jones. Thank you, Daniel Jones, for walking in over here at Giants or Quest Diagnostic Field, going into John Mara's office, requesting your release, heading down 95, eventually going to sign with the Baltimore Ravens.
I've really convinced you on that.
Yeah, and you know, brought some different news to WFAN today. Because if I had to listen to any more seconds of Rex Ryan talk and debating about whether he's going to be great like he was or bad like he was at the end, it's just like there's so many great candidates. Why would you turn back the clock for Rex Ryan?
Tiki.
He hasn't coached in 5 years.
I agree with you.
I know nobody's better than me.
And look, I love Rex Ryan. He lived in Florham Park. He would see Tracy, my wife, at Starbucks every morning and be like, "Hi, Mrs. Barber." The great, charismatic as a head coach.
That's the
end. Even though she didn't take my last name. She's a Johnson. But still, it was one of those things where you just loved him. But I mean, come on. Stop with the Rex Ryan stuff.
So, Tiki, I agree with you. And I've made that very, very clear. That while I appreciate what he did for me, I'm not interested. But he speaks in a way that tingles. Now, that did not tingle for you, and that's great. But I'm going to tell you one. I'm just play this one last clip. I'm going to tell you why you should be worried.
Go ahead.
Why?
I'm not worried about it at all.
No. But you should be, and why I am. Because you're right. This is, you know, a 10-minute, Rex, screw him. He's talking a lot, whatever. But here's why I do think it's real. And I hope you can convince me that I'm wrong, because I don't want it to be real.
Go ahead.
Rex said something on Pardon My Take this morning, and I think he's right about how if he gets in the room, it's over. Listen to this.
I think if I took over, it'd be turned in about 2 minutes.
Well, that's more bloviation. Oh, shut up, gosh. Rex. I meant this part where he said, "Get me in the room with Woody," and it's over.
I'm trying to. It's crazy, but I know when I get an opportunity to interview for it, I'm going to get the job. That's how I feel about it. If I get that opportunity, great. If not, they want to go a different direction, then so be it. But I can tell you one thing. I never had this kind of talent. When I coached the Jets.
All right, shut up, Rex. Mm-hmm.
Never close.
That first part scared me, Teak. You want to know why?
Why?
I don't trust Woody Johnson. And I believe that Rex is very manipulative and is very good with his words and does have that I can convince you on anything even if it's not true thing. And I believe Woody Johnson, who I do not trust as owner, I unveiled our rankings the other day. He's the worst owner in New York sports. I'm not convinced he's going to see what you see and what I see. Tell me I'm wrong, Teak.
Well, I mean, when you're familiar with someone, It's easier, but there's also a process that you have to go through. And I think one of the issues, actually, I don't think this was the issue with Robert Saleh, but I think one of the issues some owners make, so I'm not specifying anyone, mm-hmm. some owners make is that they start their head coaching process knowing who they want to hire.
Yeah.
And they know because of the Rooney Rule, they have to go through the process. So they'll interview some minority candidates. They'll interview, you know, some regular Caucasian candidates. So they'll interview whoever. But they're not listening. It doesn't matter who's in the room because they're not listening to them. They're set on comparing that person to the person they've already had in their mind that they want to hire.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any flaw, well, yeah, how does he compare to Rex? No, well, how does he compare to Rex? Great, he was awesome, but how does he compare to Rex? You short circuit the actual exploration of finding the right coach for your team as it exists now, not Rex Ryan from a decade ago. So it's just, to me, I think it's so short-sighted.
I agree.
To sit here and argue about Rex Ryan being the head coach.
I'm worried what
he'll
do.
Maybe if you go interview all these guys and you ask them, hey, you know, tell me what your scheme would be or what your philosophy on this would be, and they're dead in the water, they can't explain it. Or tell me what staff you would hire. Oh, well, I don't know. Who would you help me hire somebody? Yeah, that's not going to be your guy. When you go through the process and you find someone who's none of them fit the bill, then maybe you go talk to Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan can't be your lead.
I agree.
He can't be that guy.
I agree.
That
but
you're
I'm
hanging your hat on and comparing everybody else to.
I completely agree with you.
And that's nothing against Rex, by the way.
No, it's.
But it just doesn't make sense to me.
It would be a terrible hire, and I love him. I mean, I love what he did. I'm worried the owner won't feel the same way. This owner reads social media. This owner wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers 4 weeks in. Like what I said to you the other day when we were talking about the Woody Johnson thing, how. That's what worries me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Me more. It's not the individual decisions. It's not necessarily a trade vetoed. It's overall, I've got an owner I can't trust. I can't trust the owner. And if I can't trust the owner, then crazy internet ideas or ideas from a guy who's campaigning openly could happen. If we were talking about the Giants or even the Mets or the Yankees or any other franchise in this town, I'd laugh at it. I'd say, come on, so stupid. But deep down, Teak, you know this owner's capable of anything, and that's what scares me.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad decision.
Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Shut up, Rex! That was the past.
Right.
What's that movie where I think it was, where the guy was spraying the stuff like, get out of here. Go back to the past. Was that Back to the Future? I can't even remember. No, it was Field of Dreams. Right?
What?
James Earl Jones was spraying the thing like, get out of here.
Spraying what?
Don't you remember that scene?
No.
What scene? You haven't described anything yet.
You're having a conversation in your own head.
The guy that sprayed something?
I thought that James Earl Jones, and man, I've seen Field of Dreams 55 times, I'm forgetting. Like where he was like, go back to the past, you're not real, because he didn't want to admit to Kevin Costner that he was seeing these things.
But what did he spray, Febreze?
He was spraying something at Costner. That's what it was. It was when Ray Kinsella went to his apartment. Teak, did you see Field of Dreams?
Yes, of course.
So
I'm just not remembering the scene at all.
You're going to remember it. Here we go.
Okay.
Ray Kinsella is in man's apartment. That's James Earl Jones.
Yes.
And he's trying to convince him, I have to take you to a Red Sox game. He's trying to convince him. I got voices. They were at my house. They're telling me. And finally, he takes a spray and says, go back to the 60s. Get out of here. And he throws him out. And then finally, Ray obviously convinces him, and they go to the Red Sox game. So what I'm doing is I'm like James Earl Jones. I'm spraying Rex Ryan away, saying, stop. Go back to the past,
Rex. But those people that are watching on SNY right now, what you're doing with your hands here is not spraying. I don't know what the heck this is.
Well, I was acting like I'm spraying.
No, but that's not spraying. You took your hands into like knuckles like this, like fists, and you're bouncing them off each other. That's not spraying. This is the camera.
How do you spray, Tommy? Show me how you
spray. You spray like this, or you spray like this.
Yeah, I think if you rewatch the movie, you'll see that he was spraying like a big thing where he had his two hands up. The way
you need to. This is also a children's program there, big
What does
fella.
That have to do with
I just don't know what you're doing over there. This is not spraying.
Can you do me a favor? I know you're very busy back there.
Yes.
Can you pull up Field of Dreams?
I am. I'm looking for
it. Find the scene I'm talking about.
Can't find it. I looked for it.
What do you mean you can't find it?
I'm looking for it on Google. I typed in everything you said, and nothing's
coming
up.
No, look for it in the actual movie. Go find the actual movie.
Oh, yeah. Let me just log into Netflix. Hold
Dude,
on.
I promise.
YouTube will have it.
I think YouTube will have it, and I promise you during our next commercial break, I will find it. Like, this is what I will find the scene. You guys just don't know how to do certain
things. How about a deal? Either you find the scene or you have to lead with Soto splitting two teams for your Lou Gower.
The Soto share? Well, the scene might not exist. It's not about finding it.
No, trust me, the scene exists. I promise
you. If you find it, he will come.
Brilliant, Barber. Brilliant. That broadcasting school really paid off.
Very nice.
Never went.
Let's go to, all right, so many options of where we should go. Let's go to Josh in Smithtown. How are you, Josh?
Hey, guys. Two things about Tommy DeVito really quickly. Number one, I feel like a lot of the reasons that people are excited for him are non-football related. Mm-hmm. He's Italian, hometown kid, undrafted, all these things. But we don't really give, the technical reasons when you look, I know Tiki mentioned briefly his sack rate and things like that, but it's like, we get excited for those ancillary things, not really the football part of it.
Well, he did win three games. One of only, I think, two or three undrafted free agent rookies in the last 25 years to win three games when they played. I mean, there was some positives about Tommy DeVito playing for the New York Giants a year ago. He threw three interceptions. They came in his first two games. One a relief appearance, one his first start. That was only one. And then he didn't throw another interception with eight touchdowns.
But you're both right.
He wasn't bad.
Yeah, I think you're both right, though. I think that we did see good things from him last year that should not be ignored. He had me certainly buying in for a while, but I also think he is right that there are a lot of fans excited about Tommy DeVito for things that have nothing to do with football.
Yeah.
He's local. He's Italian. He has a great story. Like, we all love great stories.
You know what it is, Evan? He feels like the everyman.
Right.
It's like the guy who's not supposed to be on an NFL team, who's on an NFL team.
Right.
And he's getting a chance to play. And you know what? Last year we saw him and he was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So now we're going to see him again. And he's us.
By the way, I already found the scene. That's how damn good I am with this. While you were talking,
what you were looking for.
I knew I'm on Netflix. Netflix is the one that has Field of Dreams. Like, one of the real frustrating things is when you want to watch a movie and you don't know who has it.
Right. IMDb. You got to go to IMDb.
Is that what tells you?
Go to IMDb, just search it, and it'll tell you where you can watch it, if you have to pay for it or you can stream it.
So I found it on Netflix. I've already got the scene. It's at the 56:53 mark. I can't tell if it's 56 minutes left in the movie or 56 minutes into the movie,
Which side says 56, the right or the left?
The right side, so it's probably how much is left.
Yeah.
But I've already got James Earl Jones saying there's no place for you here in the future. Go back while you still can. That's what I'm saying to Rex Ryan. I'm saying exactly James Earl Jones's lines. Can you pull the scene? We could play it in like 5 seconds. In fact, I could play for it right now. Here we go. Here we go. Here, he's spraying it.
Back to the 60s.
Wait a second.
No place where you're here in the future. Get back
where
you still can.
Yeah, hold on before he curses. But I found the spray. How does he spray it?
So he does this.
Yeah, I was right. No, he's spraying
this.
Like this.
You're doing this.
Oh, man. I can't believe I found the scene like in 3 minutes.